Microsoft 365 is worth so much more than just the desktop applications. You needed Microsoft Word, Excel, Outlook, and the other desktop apps, so your existing mobile tech support company sold you a Microsoft 365 or formerly Office 365 subscription. Or perhaps you were given a 3-month trial when you purchased your computer or notebook, but it wasn't explained or demonstrated clearly just how powerful it is and what its capabilities were. We've encountered so many of these scenarios where the customer has been sold a subscription, then we found out they have an external USB drive backing up all their files. However, they don't use any of the cloud services provided free with the subscription. Ignorance or lack of experience is bliss, I guess. Sometimes their IT guy or geek or techie, as they're called, even sold them both the MX 365 subscription as well as a USB external drive and then set up the backups to the external drive exclusively. External drive solutions are great when used with a cloud backup, but if you're using only an external drive, you really need to use a minimum of 2 and rotate them every other day to ensure that if you do get a virus that happens to encrypt your data, in other words ransomware, it won't wipe out all your data on the external drive as well, which is often the case. External drives are great backups for PC or internal hard disk failures, but not against virus, ransomware, or even theft or fire. Most rapid support home mobile tech companies don't offer enough training on cloud services. This leaves many new techs unaware of all the features that a cloud service and the various different companies offer. As a result, many IT geeks are unaware of all the features offered by these cloud platforms. It's a disappointing reflection of the mobile IT support industry, but we can hardly recall the number of times that we find Windows notebooks or computers where the free OneDrive cloud storage isn't even activated, and the other benefits of exactly what Microsoft 365 can do for the customer aren't explained or implemented. Here's the thing, besides the desktop apps that your Microsoft 365 subscription gives you, not only do you get 1,000 gigabytes, that's 1 terabyte of cloud backup and replication as standard, but the Microsoft system implements versioning, permitting you to restore previous versions of documents if you accidentally overwrite them. It's more than just a file sync, it's a mini document management system. It also permits file sharing to external users directly from your PC or your phone via the cloud. Another thing we've experienced is this. Often we find that the incorrect subscription has been sold to the customer. If you're a single user needing access to Word, Excel, Outlook, and other apps, and you happen to have multiple devices, you just need a Microsoft 365 Personal Edition. This permits an individual to install Word, Excel, and PowerPoint on up to 5 different devices. For some reason, when a customer tells their mobile tech they need to install Word and Excel on more than one computer belonging to them and only used by them, they get told they need a Microsoft 365 family license. This is not the case or the correct license. Microsoft 365 family gives the main user the ability to share a license with all the Microsoft personal features with up to 5 additional family members. Each family member can install Word, Excel, and all the services on up to 5 of their devices. So technically, 30 installations are possible between those 6 users of the Microsoft 365 family license. Each of these users have access to their own 1,000 gigs or terabyte of cloud storage and their very own OneDrive account and all associated services. The Microsoft Personal License costs about $120 New Zealand a year, and the Microsoft Family is about $165. With a Windows system, you get the ability to save on one location by default, a space called OneDrive, which appears on your left navigation pane. But you can also then set the service up to automatically back up your document library, desktop, the icons on your desktop, or any data you have there, as well as pictures library, as part of the built-in features of the client. It then even offers the ability to back up your other Microsoft Windows libraries, including downloads, videos, music, and even custom libraries. OneDrive is actually just so much more as a feature of the Microsoft 365 ecosystem. It really does a lot of things that aren't actually explained carefully. For the other things that aren't disclosed or explained when the customers are sold a license, if you have an Android phone, tablet, or iPhone or iPad, you can actually set up OneDrive on these devices and back up your photos straight to the cloud, or as well as your documents. Then you can access these photos, your desktop, and your documents straight from your computer on these iPhones or tablets, and it's all synced nicely across all the devices. OneDrive is a time machine. As cryptocurrency such as Bitcoin makes it easier and easier for criminals to get away with ransomware attacks attempting to extort us using malware to encrypt all our files, it's inevitable that many of us will probably have our data held to ransom at some point in the future. If you have your data in the cloud, OneDrive has a handy feature to restore a day or two in the past before your data was encrypted and held to ransom. On more than one occasion, we've successfully restored all of our customers' most important data when hard hard disks have crashed, notebooks have been stolen, or data encrypted by ransomware. Usually it's just a simple case of setting up a new computer, setting up OneDrive and the Microsoft account, and waiting for the files to restore from the cloud. Complete peace of mind is there if it's all set up correctly. While we always recommend a physical backup as well as a cloud one, OneDrive is hands down the best cloud backup and replication service out of all the big three players, Apple, Microsoft, Google. There are savings to be made as well with the Microsoft solution implemented correctly on all your devices. This can save you from spending more on a larger Google Drive account or spending more on a larger iCloud Drive by Apple subscription by offloading all your photos to the cloud with OneDrive instead of paying for multiple cloud services, as photos and videos take up the bulk of most storage. Microsoft 365 is also cross-platform with OneDrive and the various apps working on the Apple Mac, Windows, iPad, iPhone, Android tablets and phones. It's also all accessible in any web browser, so it basically works everywhere, keeping you connected to your data on any device. Has a really great free email address. Your cloud subscription also includes a free email account by Microsoft, Outlook.com or Hotmail.com, with access to most, if not all, of the business features provided by Microsoft 365 for Business. For example, one of the best and fastest syncing of mail systems, calendars, to-do lists, and contacts all synchronized. The subscription also includes the ability to send really large attachments and attach files as direct links to the cloud in your email. You also get the added protection from viruses and phishing attacks, and as well as enhanced editing tools for your mail. You get an enhanced Microsoft Teams ability as well, which allows you to have 30 hours of uninterrupted group calls with up to 300 people. Microsoft Teams videos are generally much sharper and more stable than other apps like Zoom, probably because unlike Zoom, your video calls aren't usually routed through China. So if you're a Microsoft 365 user and aren't sure it's set up correctly, really worried that your backups aren't working or has just been neglected, give us a call. That's IT Near You on 0800 420 0042. We're here to help you set up your tech effectively and efficiently.